The next patient is James Durham. The last name is D like in Delta, U like in uniform, R like in Rochester, H like in hotel, A like in alpha, M like in Mike. Durham, James. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that has a lengthy history of hematuria, period. The patient used to live in South Florida, and at that time, evaluation by a nephrologist by the name of Dr. Valley, V like in Victor, A like in Alpha, A like in Lima, A like in Lima, E like in Echo, demonstrated the presence of a serum creatinine of 1, normal BUN, estimated EFR in the higher than 60 mLs per minute, and a proteinuria that has been always between 1.1 and 1.2 grams in 24 hours, period. The patient has never had a kidney biopsy, period. This time, the laboratory workup shows albumin creatinine random of 763, which is significantly elevated in the comprehensive metabolic profile. The creatinine is 1. The BUN is 15. The estimated GFR is 75 mLs per minute. Serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The urinalysis shows a protein that is 2 plus and RBC 0 to 2. The current protein creatinine ratio is 1100 milligrams in 24 hours. Period. This patient has been very stable. We were considering the possibility of doing a kidney biopsy in order to avoid administration of medications without a tissue diagnosis, period. The patient was found with atrial fibrillation, a coma. He was placed on Eliquis, that is a medication that has his expenses, but the patient has been happy to cover them. Period. He is thinking twice the possibility of a kidney biopsy in view of the fact that he hasn't changed in so many years. It's a clinical condition. Period, the patient was explained about the need of a tissue diagnosis in order to treat him accordingly. Period, he will consider this possibility and let us know. Period. He's a candidate for the administration of Kerendia. Medication that will be prescribed in the future in order to avoid the overwhelming feeling that he has treating not only the kidney problems, but the cardiovascular problems that he has, period. The patient was told that during the next visit, we decide regarding the kidney biopsy, if there is deterioration of the kidney function or increasing the proteinuria. And definitely, we are going to start the patient on Kerendia without any hesitation, regardless of the red tape to get this medication, period. Number two, the patient has significant proteinuria, that is 1.1 grams in 24 hours, period. We still believe that this patient has a history that fits the IgA nephropathy diagnosis. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number hyperuricemia that is under control, following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, following number coronary artery disease, following number congestive heart failure, that is treated by the cardiologist Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. We'll follow the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.